Family Chat se enteró del $5 McChicken Meal Deal, del $5 McDouble Meal Deal y del nuevo $6 Daily Double Meal Deal. Todos con papitas y bebida pequeña más McNuggets de 4 piezas. ¡Wow! ¡Qué banquete! Por tiempo limitado, precios y participación pueden variar. No es válido para McDelivery.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money. But nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Are you a Henry? It stands for high earner, not rich yet. It means that despite earning a six-figure income, you're struggling to amass any meaningful nest egg. Our friends at The Motley Fool can help. Since 1993, they've been providing investment advice, helping members build the financial future they envision. To kickstart your 2021 financial goals, they're offering five of their favorite stock picks for free. Realizing you're a Henry? Remember the not rich yet part. You can do it, and The Motley Fool can help. Visit fool.com/bestbets.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Hey, thanks for downloading this podcast. If you want to listen live, be sure to download the iHeartRadio app and search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Thanks for listening and enjoy the show.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Hour number two of Fantasy Sports today is here. Joe Pizzapia and Craig Mish as we take you up until 2 o'clock Eastern, the latest going on in fantasy football. Also, some updated NFL props, Super Bowl, Rookie of the Year, some trade targets as well. Fantasy Sports Today, Hour 2, starts now.
Fantasy Sports Today.
Toward the end zone, it is caught! Seattle's going to the Super Bowl!
Fires up the middle, pass is caught by Owens. Owens made the catch.
Pass is caught! To White. He's in! Patriots win the Super Bowl!
And welcome back. This is Fantasy Sports Today. Craig Mish along with Joe Pizzapia with you here on this Wednesday. We got Thursday night football coming your way. Of course, the baseball playoffs are in full swing. If you missed the first hour of the show, you can go back and listen on demand on the FNTSY app or on Stitcher, iTunes, Google Play, wherever you listen to your podcasts. You can hear this show. Please like and subscribe to it as well. If you wouldn't mind, give us 5 stars. So our ranking goes higher. We always would certainly appreciate that. Earlier in the show, in case you missed it, our top story really of the day, Joe, is Ryan Tannehill getting the start of the Tennessee Titans. And I think the Titans were basically in a no-win situation here after pulling Marcus Mariota last week. Mariota, Joe, one of those guys that a lot of people years ago, and rightly so, thought could be a fantastic regular season player, also a fantastic fantasy player. But I'm now starting to wonder if it's Mariota's fault at all, just because that offensive line right now is grading out as basically the worst offensive line in all of football. He's taken a million sacks. Going into last week, he threw 7 touchdowns, no interceptions, and he threw 2 picks in that game and 2 horrible picks. There could have been a third one. But Ryan Tannehill being the answer here, I'm not so sure. I will say this. Tannehill, even in Miami, Joe, over a 16-game period, there are going to be, between now and the rest of the season, from week 7 till 16, He's going to have two or three monster games, Joe. It's going to he's going to have a couple. And you can't say that for every quarterback in the league. That's not true. But this guy in particular, he's going to have some clunkers. But he I would say before game 17, 16 is over, he'll have a 400 yard game and he'll throw a few touchdowns because that's the same thing that he did in Miami. He makes you believe that he's going to be great, but it just hasn't worked out that way for him.
But I think if you're the Titans, you take that, don't you? Don't you take that and say, hey, maybe we can win a couple games based on Derrick Henry. Maybe we can win a couple games based on our defense. And maybe Ryan Tannehill will win us a game or two. I think you look at Marcus Mariota. I think that's the biggest negative right now is that Marcus Mariota doesn't seem able to win you a football game. And maybe you're right. Maybe if you put him on the Colts and dropped him in there with that offensive line, maybe he would be a guy that you can win 9-10 games with. And I mean, look, they won 9 games last year, right? So sure, you can win games with Marcus Mariota, but I think at the end of the day, we seem limited with his ability to overcome circumstances because it's not like they haven't given him weapons. Yes, the offensive line is a problem, but so is some Marcus Mariota decision-making. And sometimes that can also lead to some bad offensive line play as well. Get the ball, get rid of the ball, make good decisions, make quick decisions. And I think Mariota at this point, we all know next year he's going to be playing somewhere else.
If you're an Alvin Kamara owner after what you saw last week, and clearly he did not look right, this is a tough question. Are you hoping he does not play this week and he gets 2 weeks to get right and then you get him back for that push for the fantasy playoffs? I don't have him anywhere, but I think that's got to be a legitimate question because this is the top five player in fantasy, top five player in reality. But watching that game against Jacksonville last week, Murray looked like the better guy, which is scary because Kamara is way better than Murray. Do you think that as a fantasy owner, you're hoping for that this week, or is that crazy talk?
It's not crazy talk. I get what you're saying. Like, you just want Kamara to get right. I think you hope Kamara plays, falls in the end zone once, gets you some fantasy points, and then gets right over the following week and they really rest him. I think that's, you're hoping that you get that. A limited game that's productive enough that it helps you win, because you don't want to take the zero. You don't want to take the zero on Kamara. You don't want him to be out and have to plug that completely, because now you're looking at your bench guys and you're in the thick of bye weeks. If this was week two or three, I'd say, yeah, sure, you want him to get right, especially with the whole season ahead of him. But where we are in the season now with the bye weeks and stuff like that and the injuries we've already had, the replacement value is really hard. So no, you don't want him to do that. You want him to play. You want to keep your fingers crossed nothing gets worse. You want to hope he falls in the end zone, get you some points, and then has the bye week and comes back fresh and you hope for better things. But this is like a basic high ankle sprain type thing, so it's not a great injury.
No, it's not. All right. In speaking of which, let's run through real quick the waiver wire last night for the Guillotine League that we've been talking about here so I can tell you what ended up happening. Kamara, speaking of which, he was on the wire. He went for $487 out of the 1,000. So now he is off the board. Cooper Kupp went for $350. Shockingly, I thought Godwin should have been the number one guy, but Godwin only went for $300 out of
the 1,000. That's crazy. That's madness.
Yeah, I would have put the most on him of anyone.
Me too.
Josh Jacobs, I did not get him. He went for $250. John Brown of Buffalo went for $79. Jared Goff went for $75. Juju Smith.
That's almost as many yards as he threw last week.
Exactly. Yeah, I had the under.
One Juju, for every yard. Okay.
Juju went for $50. Frank Gore went for $50. Didn't get him. Daniel Jones went for $33. Interesting move there. The owner that picked up Jones cut Derek Carr. So that may be a name I have to circle.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, giddy up.
Yeah, somebody cut Carr. I was surprised at that. Drew Brees, somebody went $4. Latavius Murray went for $3. Dawson Knox went for $1. And then I am now the proud owner of Jordan Howard. I bid $0. And I
ended up with
Jordan Howard.
That is tremendous. That is great. That's great news for you. Another low end to go along with the rest of your RB2s.
A lot of low end to go along with your low end team.
Your low end. You know, which is true. My name is Craig Mish, and I love touchdown dependent running backs. That is what I love.
That's what it is. So the question becomes, now that we look, okay, first of all, I did not get, so I am going to go for Carr and cut Bridgewater. That I am going to do.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah, I am going to do
that. I think he'll play well against the Packers this week.
I think so too. I'm going to go for that. But let's discuss real quick the running back situation, okay?
All right.
So the receivers were pretty much set, I think, okay? Boyd, Josh Gordon, which sucks, but I got to do it, DeAndre Hopkins, and Michael Thomas. Those will be my four wide receivers.
Okay.
And Valdez. I have Valdez. Yeah.
Interesting.
Or I could sit Gordon. I could start Hyde, Royce Freeman, Jordan Howard, and then I have the Gurley-Henderson combo. So if I think I'm,
I feel like Hyde's got to be out there right now.
Oh yeah, yeah, that's a lock.
Hyde's
a
must start no matter what.
Hyde's a lock. Now if Gurley doesn't play, I'm definitely starting Henderson. And then the question becomes: do I even go three running backs and start either Howard or Freeman? I can even start four. I could start all four of those guys, but then I'm not getting. That's getting crazy though. I'm not.
I think Howard has much more appeal to me because I think that will be a very competitive football game. I think that's one where everybody pulls out all the stops because that's practically a playoff game right there. I think that's going to be a hot game on Sunday night with the Eagles and the Cowboys. The Cowboys coming off a couple, three losses in a row, in conference game that they are just coming off a loss on the road for the Eagles with the Vikings. I think this is a huge game for both of these teams. I think they pulled all the stops. So I would throw Howard because I expect points in that game. That's how I would.
So what's running back? So, well, we can wait till tomorrow to make the
final.
Assuming if Gurley plays, I play Gurley. That's for sure.
But then I think Howard becomes the third guy immediately over Gordon. I don't think you can trust Gordon right now.
Yeah, man.
So it's like a wide receiver / running back spot. Am I guessing that correctly?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think I would take
Gordon
the touches.
Is really disappointed.
Well, he's not 100% either. That's the other thing. He's not really healthy.
So it would be Michael Thomas, DeAndre Hopkins, and Boyd. That's very solid right there. Mm-hmm. 1, 2, 3. And then I would need to start another three running backs. Yeah. Wait, 1, 2, 3. No, 4 running backs.
I don't look too much into the whole N'Keal Harry's back practicing, which is great from a depth standpoint, but considering his struggles in the preseason, I don't think he comes out and becomes immediately useful.
Freeman? That's
Lindsay's
a horrible defense.
So good. It is. It's not a terrible play, but the problem is it's Thursday night, so you're not going to have Gurley clarity and Henderson clarity that early. You're going to have that by tomorrow, so you're kind of screwed. I don't think you can. I think you need to wait for the clarity because I think Gurley playing is a better option, and Gurley not playing makes Henderson a better option. So I think either way you wait on that. That's my point of view.
Okay. All right. So we'll take a quick time out here on the show. We'll be back with plenty more, including a look at some updated NFL props. Don't go away.
Want to light the lamp on DraftKings and FanDuel this NHL DFS season? Then join DailyRoto.com and learn from the best daily fantasy sports players. Get updated fantasy hockey projections for NHL DFS, line combinations, and build stacks for tournaments in the Daily Roto NHL DFS lineup optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy hockey without using Daily Roto, you are doing it wrong. Enter the promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount.
What's up? I'm Laura Carenti.
And I'm Alexa Kristen. We're the co-hosts of Adlandia, the advertising industry's most thought-provoking podcast.
We are here with Lisa Bradner, GM of Analytics, and Teddy Jaudi, Head of Product from Yieldmo.
So we're here to talk with Lisa and Teddy about making attention actionable. Let's start from the top. What is Yieldmo?
Yieldmo is a next-generation marketplace powered by attention analytics, superior formats, and real-time data. We were really trying to say, how do we connect this ecosystem and make everything flow? I like to step back and say, all right, great, we've built the infrastructure, but let's talk about what we're putting through those pipes.
That's what we try to do at Yieldmo, is we try to, there's great technology out there, you can buy ads, serve them anywhere, but what is actually making an impact? And we focus on trying to allow marketers to see that.
Always have to be listening for that surprise signal that signals an opportunity you may not be thinking about. And our agile data structure allows our brands to work with us to do just that.
Be sure to follow us on Twitter at Adlandia Podcasts and listen to Adlandia on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you a Henry? It stands for high earner, not rich yet. It means that despite earning a six-figure income, you're struggling to amass any meaningful nest egg. Our friends at The Motley Fool can help. Since 1993, they've been providing investment advice, helping members build the financial future they envision. To kickstart your 2021 financial goals, they're offering 5 of their favorite stock picks for free. Realizing you're a Henry? Remember the not rich yet part. You can do it, and The Motley Fool can help. Visit fool.com/bestbets.
Fantasy Sports Today.
And I like football. And I'm going to keep doing them both because they make me feel good.
Hey,
And welcome back, Fantasy Sports Today. Craig Mish, along with Joe Pizzapia, with you here on the show. It is time to dive into some Super Bowl proposition wagers, Joe, and also take a look at some of the new props over, well, maybe the old props, but new to us, on the FanDuel Sportsbook. And of course, you can catch Joe and the entire crew over at RotoGrid this Saturday and Sunday at the beautiful FanDuel Casino at the Meadowlands. Make sure you go check that out. FanDuel Sportsbook, I should say. Make sure you check it out. Have some fun over there. And let me know how you do, by the way, at Craig Mish, at Joe Pizzapia 17. So let's take a look at some updated NFL props, Joe. Throw these out at you, see what you think. The prop of the Dolphins to go 0-16 is plus 290. So you bet $100, you get $290 back. The obvious favorite here is no, that the Dolphins end up winning a game. So you would bet $400 to just win $100. I at the beginning of the season, believed absolutely that the Dolphins would win a game. A buddy of mine and I got down a lot of money on their under 5 wins. We had a choice of 4.5 or 5, paying a little bit of extra juice. We did the 5. This is going to be a very big payday for me, so I'm happy with that. But I got to say that a couple of people asked me about this prop before the season, 0-16. I thought no shot. I thought, yeah, oh, come on. They're going to win one game. Everyone wins one game. They're going to win two. I got to pivot from that. I'm not so sure anymore. I see Cincinnati on the schedule. I see the Jets at home on the schedule. But again, the Jets are much better.
Oh, no, no way. The Jets are going to win that football game. I'm sorry. That ain't
You would think, but you never know. But either way, plus 290, where is the value here? Is it just stay away or...
No, I think this is an 0-16 team. I feel really good about them. Actually, I do. So I think the one game is Cincinnati. I think the one game is Cincinnati. And the fact that it's also going to come week 16 is fascinating from that standpoint, too, because, you know, how much will they have given up and dealt away by then? Like, how much are they just have completely folded up the tents by then? Now, granted, you could make that same argument about the Bengals. That's fair. But for the Dolphins, I mean, this has just been brutal. At least the Bengals have been competitive in games and they've been close.
You know, nice covering
they almost
team.
Won that first week. Yeah.
Hey, nice covering team, Cincinnati.
But Miami is not. Miami's getting
their doors.
Miami
hasn't covered a spread. Oh, no, they did. They covered against Washington.
But they're going to get beat up here by the Bills. They're going to get beat up by the Steelers. They got the Bills twice. I mean, I don't know, man. This is just no. And, you know, it's not like they're going to get that soft win in week 17 when the Pats are sitting everybody because the Pats don't sit anybody. So that's not going to be the case either. We go, oh, maybe there's that chance where they get a W there because the Patriots, you know, will be in the playoffs and lock everything. Uh-uh. That's not what the Pats do. So screw that idea. So I think this is an 0-16 team.
How about the Bengals 0-16 plus 1,500 with them? So basically $100 to win $1,500 back. You're right. Cincinnati has been competitive, but I don't see a lot of wins on their schedule either, Joe.
No, but I think that this one you can make a case for that some. Well, I think there's a win against Miami. Like, that's the one that sticks out. Yeah. Like, I can't. Then I would be cutting my nose to spite my face. So how can I say that? How can I say that they're an 0-16 team if beating Miami?
Maybe you bet both of those, $100 on both. If you get lucky, you win the Bengals one. If not, you still win the Dolphins.
Boy, it's kind of funny. You'll be watching that one game really close, won't you?
That's Tank Bowl 2. Patriots 16-0, $100 to win 500, 5-1.
It's not terrible. I mean, just law of averages tells you, especially with the offense has been struggling a little bit lately.
Does that Monday night game smell funny to you, or am I completely wrong that they're just going to blow out the Jets?
They're going to blow out the Jets because they're going to get up to play the Jets. And I think Brady will get up to play the Jets. And that's always the worst thing. Like
the line is still 10, man.
I'll tell you what, the line scares me, but because I think it will be a closer game, but what historically, if the Jets had been bad, jerk, if the Jets had been bad against Dallas, that would be way fishier to me.
Who do you like tomorrow night, by the way, Joe? Let me get ahead of this while I can here.
Oh, man. You don't usually put me to task this early.
I need to make some money. I got to go against you, Joe, tomorrow night.
Anyway, at least you know you can bet. You can go bank on me every week.
Got to fade the piece of pia on Thursday night.
Thursday night's not good. Well, Thursday night football is a disaster.
We'll wait till tomorrow. We'll give you till tomorrow.
Give me till tomorrow.
Why don't you flip a coin and just see what happens?
Basically what it is. Give me another 24 hours to be wrong.
No, that's fair. I won't do it.
I need more time to prepare to be stupid. The Patriots,
All right, so 100 to win 500. I would not do this. I think
I wouldn't do it either. It's the NFL. They're going to lose a game here. And historically, whenever the Pats start off really hot, they tend to struggle at some point. Whereas the reverse, if you look at the seasons where they win Super Bowls, they kind of struggle and then they kind of us against the world nonsense. Whenever they're being chased, they're not as good. And there's some, I think there's potential for them against the Texans to lose that game. I think there's potential. I think they will beat the Chiefs in New England, but that second Bills game, even though it's in New England, scares the hell out of me.
Yeah, I think 14-2, 15-1 sounds right. Three losses. No way.
To the Super Bowl then. Two wins to the Super Bowl, both home games if that happens. That is not what the AFC wants to happen. You could just put them in the Super Bowl.
Unfortunately for you and unfortunately for the NFL, this does feel like just an easy run through for them this year. I was completely wrong on Kansas City after watching last week. I cannot endorse them at all.
There isn't a team in the AFC that can go into New England and beat them, I think, in January. I don't see that
probably
team.
Probably not.
And
unfortunately, the NFC, the only team that I would hold out some hope for would be the Saints getting Breeze back. Because that at least gives you a defensive team with some offense there. The San Francisco could get there, but I cannot see them winning the Super Bowl.
Might be the only team. God bless San Francisco, and even Seattle's played very well.
Seattle, I would actually put in there as a possibility too. But you know what? Let's go through these odds here. Why not? Okay. The Patriots are heavy bleeping favorites to win the Super Bowl at this stage of the game. To only be two to one on your money for the Super Bowl in the NFL.
That's to make or to win the Super Bowl?
To win.
Yeah, that's not a bad. That's an easy bet right now.
But that's horrible odds. There's like no value there whatsoever. Like you're better off waiting until they lose a game to try and get better odds. I mean, at this stage, they should be 3-1, 4-1, 5-1, only 2.5-1. Horrible. So the value's got to be with another team trying to pick who's going to get there, and then especially a team, Joe, in the NFC, try and figure out who's going to get there, and then maybe take the Patriots on the money line in the Super Bowl to hedge. Because if you bet, let's say $1,000, let's say hypothetically on the Saints. $1,000 to win $7,000, right? And then you get to the Super Bowl, you bet $3,500 on the Patriots money line. At least you made $3,500. That's kind of the way.
Saints is the best bet on this board by far. Because
this was their odds at the beginning of the year.
Well, who else has a franchise quarterback that you really believe in big spots that's left? I mean, maybe Russell Wilson, okay, but I don't believe in Jimmy Garoppolo in those spots yet. So I mean, everyone's drinking that Kool-Aid. Let's slow the roll. He's turned the ball over like it's, you know, like it's a little kid spitting up Cheerios. I mean, it's crazy. It's not even close. So I think the Saints are the easy one here.
Yeah, I don't see any other opportunity here. Chiefs,
the Vikings wouldn't shock me. I'm just gonna throw that like that. That's one. Yeah. If that's one way, or if you're the gambler type, the Vikings, because Dalvin Cook is so good, and if Kirk Cousins can just continue to be good enough. That defense I believe in, and that is also one, if they should win enough games where they have home field advantage in a playoff scenario, that's a tricky one too, because that is a tough building to win in. That is a loud building. That's a tough place.
Yeah. Ravens 22-1, Cowboys 22-1, Texans 20-1, Eagles.
Ravens don't play defense. I can't get there.
Can't see it. No. Can't see that. Can't see Green Bay, even a 12-1. They're like the most overrated team in the NFL, probably. So, yeah, so no real value there, I don't think. Let's move on to Rookie of the Year real quick here, Joe. Kyler Murray is now the clear favorite, +105. Josh Jacobs is 4-1. Minshew has moved down now to 7-1. He's tied with Daniel Jones at 7-1. I think Minshew's ahead of him. McLaurin has moved up quite a bit. He's now 8-1 to win the Offensive Rookie of the Year. A lot would have to still go right for him to get there, and we know that this is a quarterback-driven league, and so... Joe, I don't see any value. I still think that Minshew could get there. I'm not done with this. I still think that there is.
Yeah, he was playing well until you wanted to put money on him. So yeah. Maybe we should call you Craig Mush. That's what you are.
I've heard that before. Yeah,
Craig Mush.
Yeah, absolutely. Heard that before. Jacobs, I don't think wins Rookie of the Year. I think it's between Minshew and Murray.
I agree. It's a quarterback league. It's Minshew and Murray. And look, if Minshew bounces back and has a huge game, I wonder, and this was also something we'll talk about more tomorrow. I wonder if the Saints basically laid out, okay, this is what you do to stop Minshew. Because that was a game at home where he had played pretty well the last 2 weeks on the road against some decent opponents. And then he came home against a strong opponent and the offense did nothing. So I'm worried there. They need to go back and figure out what they're doing and where they're at. But my goodness, like if that's going to be the blueprint now to beat them, Minshew, that bet goes bye-bye real fast.
We'll take a quick time out. When we come back, we'll go over some trade targets in the NFL. Fantasy Sports Today rolls on after this.
Want to light the lamp on DraftKings and FanDuel this NHL DFS season? Then join DailyRoto.com and learn from the best daily fantasy sports players. Get updated fantasy hockey projections for NHL DFS, line combinations, and build stacks for tournaments in the Daily Roto NHL DFS lineup optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy hockey without using Daily Roto, you are doing it wrong. Enter the promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount.
These days, it feels like we're on 24/7. Between work, friends, family, and a million things piling up left and right, the nonstop hustle has taken over. And it's kind of a lot. Sure, Rise and Grind is all fine and dandy, but sometimes you just need a moment to turn off and hit reset. That's when you reach for a Coors Light. It's literally made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as refreshing and crisp as the Colorado Rockies, perfect for a moment to unwind. You know it's time to chill when the mountains on the cans and bottles turn blue. So when you want to hit reset, reach for Coors Light, the only beer that is mountain cold refreshment, made to chill. Don't feel like running to the store? Get Coors Light in their new look, delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Coors Brewing Company in Golden, Colorado encourages you to celebrate responsibly.
Hi, this is Bowen Yang here, and if you're as excited as I am about the upcoming fourth season of Search Party on HBO Max, then you'll want to tune in to Search Party, the podcast. I'm sitting down with the creators and stars of the dark comedy to delve deeper into the disturbing world inhabited by Dory, Drew, Elliot, and Portia. And to help us discuss Search Party's most prominent themes, we're inviting a very special celebrity fan to join each chat. Folks like Paul Scheer, Vanessa Bayer, Busy Phillips, Taryn Killam, and Carrie Brownstein, among many others. I couldn't be more excited to talk with these folks about one of my favorite shows on TV. So join us as we review classic moments, share behind-the-scenes anecdotes, and analyze the complex characters and unpredictable plot lines that make the series oh so much fun. Search Party Season 4 comes to HBO Max on January 14th. Meanwhile, be sure to subscribe to Search Party, the podcast, which premieres December 14th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish and Joe Pisapia.
And welcome back. This is Fantasy Sports Today. Craig Mish, along with Joe Pisapia, with you here on the show. It is time to fire up the trade machine. See if we can get some deals done for you here on Fantasy Sports Today. And Joe, look, there are some players that are really good buy low candidates. We're going to kind of dive into this and figure out who they are and what they can do. And let's go ahead and get started and give me a couple of the guys who you really think you have a chance that you can potentially get on the cheap, or even if you can't get them on the cheap, who you should be going for this week.
Well, here's the thing. Value is always in the eye of the beholder. And this is something you always want to keep in mind. Just because you like a player doesn't mean somebody doesn't like him more. And just because you don't like a player doesn't mean someone doesn't like him a whole lot. So trade value can be very bizarre in terms of what you think is appropriate value. But these are names that I think can be had in trades. And some people just might be running out of patience. And there's still enough talent and upside and season left for these guys to still be decent in terms of fantasy. They might not return their value of where you drafted them or the other person drafted them, but it doesn't mean they can't be useful going forward in the stretch run of the season. So let's start with Mike Evans, because Mike Evans had a very quiet start to the season. Then he had the explosive game, then a couple okay games. You know, then he had the quiet game in between against Marshawn Lattimore, which we shall not talk about. But the thing is this, there's such a cloud of negativity surrounding Jameis Winston and the Bucs right now. And you have the bye week here for them, where I think that some owners might just be looking to get out. Some owners might look at it as, oh, I don't know what's going to happen. Is Winston going to lose his job? Blah, blah, blah. At the end of the day, Mike Evans is still a great asset. So he's number one on my list. Number two might be surprising. And number two is LeSean McCoy, because even though Damian Williams is back, I think that basically puts LeSean McCoy in a weird spot with owners where they go, oh, man, I don't know what to make of this. I just want out of this. And I still think the best version that we've seen of the Chiefs offense is the version where LeSean McCoy happened to be the main running back, for lack of a better word. So I'm not saying that he has an enormous ceiling, but I think there's very few alternatives where you look internally at this team and the offense and say, well, where else are we going to run the football? And I think they need to get a little bit more balance. And I think you'll see that a little bit more on Thursday night. So LeSean McCoy, would that be an asset that you would want to be potentially trading for on the cheap, Craig?
If I could get him for nothing, yes, because my faith right now in the Williams guys is almost down to nothing. And look, you know, the Chiefs may have misplayed their hand a little bit with those running backs, honestly. You know, coming off the season that Damian Williams had last year, they thought he'd be really good. A good move to get McCoy on the cheap for the Chiefs, for sure. But yeah, I mean, I think if you can get him for nothing, I think that you get some heavy touchdown value. And look, it's clear that the Chiefs are going to get better. They can't be worse. They have played so bad over the last few weeks. It's got to get better from there.
All right. The next one is Joe Mixon, a big name, a lot of people.
Yeah, this one I don't agree with at all.
Well, here's the thing. Here's the mindset I have with Joe Mixon, where is you have to take away the notion of, oh, my gosh, this was a guy you drafted in the late first round or all this stuff. There's owners right now that are just, again, thrown in the towel with Joe Mixon. And I can't blame them. But when someone else throws something away that has value, it's the time to pick it up, dust it off, and see if you can refurbish it and make it a coffee table in your house. And I think Joe Mixon might be a guy at running back. And look, you can never have enough running backs. What if he gets right? What if he has a really good second half? Last year, his first half wasn't very good. Now, granted, he did miss some games with an injury there, but the first half was kind of quiet. Then the second half came for Joe Mixon, and the second half was terrific. And I'm just looking at Mixon as one of these guys where it might cost you less than you think to get involved and find out. And the upside is a low-end RB1 if things break right. I don't think that's going to break right, but even if you can get him at a very cheap cost, for an RB2, I think Joe Mixon is a guy you're worth taking a shot on because you talk about potential league winners. Joe Mixon is a league-winning talent, even though it hasn't come to fruition yet. So, Joe Mixon, can I interest you in a trade for him?
I tried to sell you really hard.
That was a good sell job. Come on, man.
You did a good sell job. I'll throw in the
true coat. Come on.
I'm going to say no.
Oh, you're no fun. I thought you were the gambler. You don't want to gamble on Joe Mixon?
I am. I think he's a great dynasty league asset.
Okay, fair.
But I will also comment this, that if you said to me, as we head into the 2020 fantasy football season, Craig, give me the one player you think that goes the route of Le'Veon Bell and Melvin Gordon, it would be Joe.
But what justification does he have with the numbers he has? Doesn't he have to have better numbers to do that? Dalvin Cook reeks of that to me off of the season.
I don't know what Cook's contract status is.
Same as Mixon. They had last year the rookie deal. Yep, they came in together.
Then I would agree.
Cook's the guy, especially because the Vikings can look at it and go, well, pff, we got Madison. See you later, bud. Like, we're not going to pay you what you want. Whereas Mixon, I don't know what leg he has to stand on so far after the first 6 weeks of the year.
Yeah. And look, it's not working out for Gordon either. Coming back, his value is going down. All right. Give me a couple others here, Joe. You have Tevin Coleman, you think, is a buy low. I don't really agree with that either, unfortunately.
Well, I think Tevin Coleman works best when he's in a tandem. And I think right now he's in a successful tandem, and that is the best version of Tevin Coleman. Whenever Tevin Coleman's tasked with being the guy, quote unquote, he falls on his face. When he's the other guy, historically speaking, he's a pretty good fantasy asset. So that's my logic here. And in terms of role, in terms of touches, they seem to be very steady. So I think since he's been back, this is another guy that might be available because people are worried about the crowded. And Melvin Gordon is another one too, where so far, you know, people waited for him and he came back and he hasn't really done much. Maybe it's a perfect time to also take advantage of that. Do you like Melvin Gordon the rest of the season or Joe Mixon?
Melvin Gordon. Yeah. Melvin Gordon. Like him a little bit more. I'm so down on that Bengals offense that I think that Mixon has how many games left, Joe? He has 10. Does he have 10 games left or no?
I think he has, if
you said to me the over under of 2.5 good games, I may take the under, man, the rest of the year. He's in David Johnson 2018 mode.
All right, that's fair.
Good running back, bad offense, bad scenario. I think
a much better quarterback. I mean, you would hope that it pulls out eventually of this. But speaking of that Charger team, how about Keenan Allen since Melvin Gordon's come back? Has anyone noticed?
Listen, you know what Keenan Allen's going to do. He's going to have 20 catches for 250 yards. When is it? This week? Next week?
I don't know, but it's coming. You know, but here's the thing. After 3 weeks in, I agree. I do know it's coming. I'm with you. And this is why it's the perfect time to trade for him, because the last 3 weeks, 5 for 48, 4 for 18, 2 for 33. I guarantee you there's a Keenan Allen owner out there panicking in one of your leagues, panicking off the last 3 weeks. And I don't blame them, because since Melvin Gordon's come back, the actual targets have dissipated. That's the other thing, too. It's not just the receptions, but the targets have gone way down as well. So maybe that bounces back this week. I agree it's going to bounce back eventually, but doesn't that make him a great trade target? Because you do see the 20 for, you know.
He of all the guys here, he may be the most realistic and best one. Yeah.
All right, Deshaun Jackson.
Of all the guys, yeah.
Sometimes it ain't pretty.
What?
No, here's the thing. Deshaun Jackson is going to play again at some point.
Thank you for that.
Hold on a second.
Appreciate at some point. That, Joe. Thank
if he
you.
Hasn't been dropped, the look, sun not will everything.
Rise. The sun will rise eventually, Joe.
Sunrise, sunset. No, there.
I am going
always...
to eat a meal eventually today.
Thank you for this enlightening information. Count Chocula? What was that? They're going to eat a meal, and they're going to have all sorts of marshmallows.
No, I'm the count from Sesame. It's the count from Sesame Street.
By the way, speaking of that, did you see the Grouch?
I did. That was funny.
That was hysterical. The guy, Alex Moffat, doing Bert, the impression of Bert in that alley.
Yeah, that was good. Yeah.
I want to see a whole Bert and Ernie sketch with those two guys. That was one of the funniest like impressions I've ever seen. So random and so good at the same time. But here's my thing. Not all of these are stars. But Deshaun Jackson,
you know what? In fairness to you, you're right. You got to dig for the garbage to find.
Sometimes you got to dig for garbage, and sometimes the trash you find Deshaun Jackson, who I think fits really well as a complement into the Eagles offense right now. I think you can look at the Eagles offense and kind of go, man, they really could use a guy who stretches the field. And Deshaun Jackson is that guy. Now, I understand it's been frustrating. I understand the health has not been there, but he's trending in the right direction. Now, I don't know if he's going to play this week. We're still waiting on those practice reports to come out today. But if he starts to show up like he is looking like questionable or going to play, now's the time to get him, because I think the rest of the season, he could be that piece of the offense that as a third wide receiver, as a flex playing, can be one of these boomer bust guys that really can win you some weeks and be a difference maker. And he's going to cost you absolutely nothing. You could probably get him for some trash running back or some trash wide receiver that you have that you don't like, but he's actually playing. And that's the thing. The Deshaun Jackson owner is sitting there going, oh, what am I going to do with this guy who never plays every week? And you could probably get him for nothing. Sterling Shepard's another guy, too, who's been frustrating his owners. When he's on the field, he's been good. But between the concussions and a couple other injury things, it's been a problem. This week, if he plays, the matchup against the Cardinals is a very good one. I look at the productivity, the talent on the field tells me Sterling Shepard's a guy I want to own. Do you think his owners have been frustrated enough that you can get Sterling Shepard in a deal? Because I do.
Yeah, I think so. I think that's realistic. Yeah, I think both those players are realistic. By the way, you think if I had to ask you to bet $10 one way or the other, do you think that Deshaun Jackson plays a one game at all after this year? You think this is his final year?
I think this is it for him. Yeah, I think he goes out as an Eagle. I think that was part of the allure for him was to go back to Philadelphia and kind of end his career. And this is not how he wants to end it. And if we do both believe that, even more the reason he's going to find a way in the next week or two to get on that field and play the rest of the season. So for better or worse, again, it doesn't cost you much to find out. Number 9 on this top 10 is Jared Goff. And it's because it was really bad last week. I mean, it was as bad as it gets.
And look how much he went, Joe, in this guillotine league. Only $30 or something. I mean, can you imagine if I would have told you that 2 weeks ago, he would have been $1,000 in this league.
I am so glad that was
Super
the price.
Flex.
Because all this did, I did this list yesterday, and all that did was just reinforce to me this is a perfect time to buy in him. Why, might you ask? Because the next couple weeks, he's got the Falcons and the Bengals. Jared Goff is going to get right in those two games. You've got great opportunities to buy low on Jared Goff. People might not realize how good this schedule is for him. Now, yeah, he's got the Steelers and the Bears, but after that, you got the Cardinals again and the Ravens aren't very good. So, look, I'm telling you right now, this is your opportunity to get right with Goff and get him on your roster. And the last guy is Brandon Cooks. Along with Goff, this is a great opportunity to buy low. He's missed some games. He's always been a boom or bust kind of a dude, but he's going to get more opportunities. And in these games you're looking at where these have some weak secondaries, especially third cornerback kind of stuff. Oh my gosh. When you're talking about Brandon Cooks with some of the matchups he's got left coming up since he's back on the field, this is another great trade target. So he's number 10.
All right. Coming up next, hot take or truth, exit velocity. Then we turn it over to full-time fantasy at the top of the hour. Don't go away.
NFL season is now upon us, and you can become the eighth person to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament by setting their lineups using the DailyRotor.com DFS Lineup Optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy sports and not using DailyRotor.com, you're doing it wrong. Sign up now for the NFL access with a faster optimizer, smarter DFS projections, and better results. Enter promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. DailyRotor.com, where millionaires are made.
It's no secret that our current healthcare system is broken. We're often taught to avoid the doctor unless we're already sick. This is where Forward comes in. Forward doctors deliver personalized insights to put you on the path to better health. And they're based right here in the San Francisco Bay Area. Forward doctors actually spend time listening and getting to know you. Using real-time blood results and genetic analysis, they build a preventative plan with you to mitigate any health risk. And the best part? Forward doctors make it easy by guiding you through small changes to your lifestyle today to achieve long-term results. With the latest technology and tools, Forward's high-caliber team of doctors deliver cutting-edge preventative care. Whether it's finding the root cause of a new problem, managing a condition, or building a plan to achieve your wellness goals, at Forward, your healthiest self is just around the corner. Better yet, Forward doctors help you find exactly what your genes say about your health. It's time to listen to what your body is telling you. Go to GoForward.com today to get the insights you need to put you on the path to better health. That's GoForward.com.
I want people to think about the healthcare workers. You know, we can say, I'll take the risk. I'll get on a plane and go see my family for Thanksgiving because that's important to me. I'll take the risk. If I get sick, it'll be fine. The problem with that is that you don't have a choice if you're going to get sick or not. And maybe you won't get sick, but you don't have a choice as to who you'll infect. And we don't have a choice if they'll die or they'll live.
That's Fiona Tulip, a grieving daughter who lost her mother to COVID-19. Fiona wants to make sure her mother, a Latina frontline worker from Texas, is more than just a number scrolling on the newsfeed.
We've got to think about the people who are working and risking their lives to save our lives. And we have to remember that we don't have a choice into how this virus acts. We can't choose whether it infects us or infects someone else, and we can't choose if we stay alive or if we die.
I'm Justin Beck, founder and CEO of Contact World. Listen to Contact World, the podcast, on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish and Joe Pisapia.
And welcome back, Fantasy Sports Today. Time to play a little hot take. Or truth. We've done this throughout the fantasy football season. We'll continue it going. By the way, make sure you catch our producer Sean Guastamacchia's program today over on Sports Grid and Zumo TV at the Betting Window, 4 o'clock Eastern today, as he determines Jameis Winston's next 20 interceptions were not his fault. All right, hot take or truth, Joe? How do you want to do these? Do you want to fire them off to me today? Do you want me to fire some of them off to you?
Let's go back and forth. It'll be fun. We're a 50-50 show. Let's do you start with the first one, and then I'll give you the next one. We'll go back and forth like a tennis match.
All right, first one, hot take or truth. You want me to start? You said me. Okay.
Yeah.
The Panthers are a better offense with Kyle Allen at quarterback. This is not even a fair question because you don't like Cam Newton. So I know this is truth, but I'm going to ask you anyway. Panthers are a better offense with Kyle Allen at quarterback.
Truth. And I'm going to say it's truth because body language matters. You're coaching Little League right now, right? When you got a game
tomorrow.
There you go. Big game tomorrow. By the way, when you're coaching Little League and you see the bad body language, right, of a kid or whatever it is, it does kind of seep in. You know, the kid strikes out, throws the bat or whatever it is and pisses and moans. It kind of has a ripple effect on everybody else of the team. I don't care what anybody tells me it does. And for the last couple of years, we've had to watch Cam Newton basically be that kid on the mound who's kind of moaning when everything doesn't go his way and seems to be moaning when things go his way anyway. He seems to be moaning about it. And I think it's taken a toll. And I think there was something that clicked with this team where they got rid of that negative vibe. And all of a sudden, Kyle Allen came in and started to play a good quarterback. And all of a sudden, Kyle Allen's just making the plays. Is he perfect? No. Is he the athlete that Cam Newton is? Of course he's not. But are they winning football games? Hell yeah, they are. And I think if you ask this team, it's like a silent poll of this team, they'd want Kyle Allen to be the guy the rest of the season and see where it ends up. So yeah, I'll pose it to you. What do you think about this one?
I think that Cam Newton is going to come back and he's going to start. But I think that this is the shortest leash of any quarterback in the NFL.
That's wow.
Yeah. I think Newton is going to come back and start for them.
So would it take just one loss?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What about a win?
One bad half.
I was going to say, what about a win where he throws like three picks?
Oh, no. He would have no room for error. None.
So even an ugly win, he's in question.
Win may be different because that's what they usually graded on it. Yeah, they're not going to bench a quarterback after a win. But is there a bye week this week? It is, right?
Yeah,
I think Newton will come back and start after the bye week, but his leash is like the shortest that it could possibly be in the NFL. And even a bad half, a not looking good half, they'll put Allen in, and then Allen will go the rest of the way. I think Newton has earned the right to come back and start. He has.
My turn. The 49ers are a better defense than the Patriots based on the strength of schedule and the teams that they've played so far. Hot take or truth?
The 49ers may have a better defense than the Patriots, but the Patriots have proven to, and I don't know if you can quantify this in any way, but the Patriots have had a way better scoring defense than the 49ers have had.
Meaning the Patriots always have a good scoring turnover defense. That's always been their MO.
That's the case this year too. So it's not like San Francisco's picking off the ball and then running it back for a touchdown. They're not picking up fumbles and running them back for touchdowns. They are creating turnovers, but they're also excellent in a lot of short yardage situations. So I'm still going to say that the Patriots have a better defense, and even with the strength of schedule, but the 49ers are quickly catching up. It's in the NFC and in the NFL. This could be a different conversation 3 weeks from now.
Yeah, I'm going to say hot take because I don't think the 49ers schedule has been all that good, but that's the argument people are making against the Pats. But meanwhile, I don't think the 49ers, I mean, the Browns, really? Yeah, okay, the Browns. Like, they've played teams that have more stars on them, but I don't know if they've played football teams that are all that much better than the Patriots have played. So back to you.
It's that stupid cliche of you can only play who's on the schedule, but at the same time, the Patriots are on pace historically to have the best defensive season of all time. You cannot ignore that. They're averaging giving up to offenses less than 10 points a game.
It's staggering.
In some stretches, it's been 2 points a game. The all-time record is 11. I heard this the other day on the radio of the Ravens back in the old, Ray Lewis Ravens.
The 2000 year, yeah.
Yeah, and if they break that record, I mean, come on. In this day and age of the NFL, you gotta.
Well, especially without a true star. I mean, having guys like Ray Lewis and Ed Reed and stuff like that, they don't have that guy. They don't.
No, they don't.
It's not that kind of defense with a star on it.
Nope. All right, 49ers missed the playoffs this season. Hot take or truth?
No, the Rams.
Rams, excuse me.
Yeah, 49ers ain't missing the playoffs, but that might be the reason why the Rams.
That would be the hottest take of all. Rams missed the playoffs this season. Hot take or truth?
I think truth. I think they're on that border.
Wow.
Here's my reasoning why. I think it's based on how good the division has been, and the Cardinals are starting to believe in themselves a little bit too. And I think they're going to get squeezed when it comes. I think the sins of the first 6 weeks of the season are going to come back and bite them in the ass. That's what I think. So they might have a winning record. They could be a 10-win team and miss the playoffs. But I think they're going to miss the playoffs because of where they set themselves back. So I actually think this is truth. You must think it's hot take.
I think that you're right that the Rams are not nearly as good as we thought. The NFL is a lot worse than what we thought.
That's fair.
And because of that, how many teams,
where are they now? They're 3-3. Is that where they are?
In the NFC, there's 6 teams that make it, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So the 49ers are making it.
Yep.
And
Seahawks are making it.
The Saints are making it. And the Seahawks are making it. That's mm-hmm. 3.
Then you got to have a division winner from the East.
The Vikings are making it. That's 4.
I think so. Packers.
Green Bay is 5. And then, yeah, the East. Yeah, there's a chance. Yeah.
Because the other thing, too, is the NFC North has been very good. That's a very competitive division as well. The Lions have been competitive. The Bears defense. You know, they lost Akeem Hicks for the year. That's a huge blow to that defense. But the Rams are, what, 3-3 right now, correct?
I believe so.
Okay, so here you go. Give me the wins here. Next week they play the Falcons. We think that's a win, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. So that's four. They play the Bengals. That's five.
Yep.
They go on the road at the Steelers. I'm not giving them that necessarily as a W.
Okay. Okay. Keep going.
Then they are at home against the Bears, which is also a
okay. Tough so this let's split those two wins. Let's split.
Okay.
Those.
So
one,
that's
one and one.
So that's where are we up to six right now.
Six and okay. four.
Mm-hmm. Six and four. Then we are up to the Ravens coming to town. They got to deal with Lamar Jackson. Okay,
keep going. Keep going.
Then they play the Cardinals on the road.
Six and four. They're now seven and five.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now we are up to Seattle coming in, and I think Seattle's a better football team.
Well, it's a big game. Obviously, you don't know, but keep going.
The road. Or not. Then they play the 49ers again and they finish with the so I think they can win games the way that things are in the NFC 10 tiebreakers. I think the 49ers beat them twice. That's it. If the Seahawks beat them twice, that's it.
It could be yeah, not a hot take
so all. It's not it's not like oh my god they're so terrible, oh my god they're wretched. There might be a 10 win team. But winning the getting in the playoffs this year is not a lock for the Rams right now. It's tough, no. Man. They got to really show up in the second half.
Yeah. All right. All right, let's go to the next one.
Is that right? All mm-hmm. right. The Packers are the most overrated team in the NFL. Hot take or truth?
The most overrated. They're among the top to me. But it could be the truth. It could be the truth. I am just. They keep winning in spite of things to me.
Right.
They didn't impress me at all in a lot of games. They didn't impress me against Denver at all when they beat them.
Who's more overrated if not the Packers? Like what team right now? I mean, I can't say the Chargers because the Chargers keep losing. So I can't say them anymore.
Who's more overrated?
I think it might be them. I don't think they're a better football team than the Vikings. I don't think they're a better football team.
Carolina?
Perhaps, but they have Christian McCaffrey. They have an all-world talent there.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers is still all-world.
He's a Hall of Famer, but
using him the way that they used to. I mean, I would say they probably are the most overrated. But look, Carolina is not a Super Bowl team, and they're playing like one right now. They're winning every game they play. They won right. How many games in a row? Yeah, it's close. It's if it's not them, it's close.
All right, next.
All right, John Gruden will lead the Raiders to a winning record. They're 3-2.
Man, the way that West is starting to shape up, I'm going to say they could win 9 games. I'm going to say truth. I'm going to have some fun here. Wouldn't it be great if the Raiders went in and beat the overrated Packers and there's the karma from that Monday night game of all the referee stuff? Could you imagine that madness? Oh my god.
This is not a hot Vegas. Take either. You're right because I don't like Denver. The Chargers are definitely not good.
Not. It's doable.
Kansas City doesn't I don't know what in the world's going on with them.
It's doable.
It's 9 wins is not impossible. It's not. That Bears win was a game changer for them. The only problem with the Raiders is that they're on this historic road trip here. Now, I know they got a week off in between, but I think they have like 6 straight games not in Oakland, which never happens. So we'll have to see how that plays out. But I don't ever recall this where now they have to go to Green Bay. I think they have a road game even after that. Okay, go ahead with the next one here. We'll close this out.
There will be 2 0-16 teams this year. Now, we have to throw this
It's impossible.
We already know that because impossible. They play each other, so it's not going to happen now.
Yeah.
So right, we already did that schedule.
Let's
so
finish off the last one.
The Patriots will go 16-0 and do it again.
Yeah, I'm going to say no. Hot take. I think they'll lose. They had that. I mean, look what it took for them to go 0-16 that last time. So I'm going to say
16-0, not 0-16.
16. Did I say 0-16?
You did. It's all right.
Oh my gosh. Wow. I'm off today.
Well, we were just talking about 0-16, so that makes sense.
Yeah. No, they'll lose. They'll lose at some point.
I agree.
And you're right in the fact that they do play their guns in weeks 15 and 16, but they're going to have this thing wrapped up so early that the games are not going to matter as much. And so, regardless of who they play and regardless of trying to win, we got to be realistic and think that if they are 13-0, which is definitely a possibility, that weeks 14, 15, and 16, they could have everything, including home field, wrapped up. And if they do,
let me tell you, You better hope that they're not 13 or 14 now, because I think it sticks in Belichick and Brady's craw that they didn't finish out that year. I think it sticks in their craw big time, and I think they'd want to do it again, and I think they'd want to try to – I think they would understand it better and be able to manage it better than they did last time around.
All right. Well, we'll see.
It crept up on them. It All was right, more we, like don't lose than it was go win.
We have Exit Velocity coming up next, and then we're going to turn it over to Full-Time Fantasy coming up at the top of the hour, so stay tuned to that. You're listening to – Fantasy Sports Today here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. As a reminder, please like and subscribe to our show. Let me give you several ways that you could listen to us on a daily basis. The first, of course, is the FNTSY app, which you can download for free and listen to our show within quarters or hours, however you prefer to listen to it. The second way is if you listen to podcasts, either in the iTunes Store or Android, Google, however you listen to them, Stitcher, TuneIn, we get these posted every single day. IR Radio also broadcasts our show, and in case you missed the press release yesterday, we're partnering now with Premier Radio Networks as well, so make sure you download that iHeart Radio app. Not just our show, but a ton of great podcasts are on there, including the Ron Burgundy podcast, which I get a kick of listening to every week with Will Ferrell, so that's funny as well. Listen to our show, like it, subscribe to it, give us 5 stars if you wouldn't mind. And we'll keep this thing rolling all throughout the fantasy football season. Joe Pizzapia, Craig Mish, back with you for a little Exit Velocity before we turn it over to Adam Rodas and Dr. Roto. They've got all the injury updates today, 2 o'clock Eastern, Full-Time Fantasy coming your way. Don't go away.
Season is now upon us, and you can become the 8th person to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament by setting their lineups using the DailyRotor.com DFS Lineup Optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy sports and not using DailyRotor.com, you're doing it wrong. Sign up now for the NFL access with a faster optimizer, smarter DFS projections, and better results. Enter promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. DailyRotor.com, where millionaires are made.
What do we mean by sales disruptors? Well, it's today's business leaders sharing their experience on how they manage through change. Like,
so this is a great opportunity to sharpen your tools. In a down market where you're not making a lot of big changes, there's an opportunity to go back and clean up things that need attention. Everything has wear and tear, so there's a great opportunity to go back and get caught up.
Tune in to Sales Disruptors, an Exactly podcast on Spotify or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. When markets change, leaders must reinvent. We all know that's more important than ever. Sales Disruptors is a brand new podcast from Exactly, the global leader in helping businesses reinvent the way they manage sales. Join us for candid conversations with global business leaders on how to thrive no matter what the market throws at you. Sales Disruptors. Download today on Spotify or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish and Joe Pizzapia.
And welcome back. It's Fantasy Sports Today. We've got the National League pennant champion, Washington Nationals. They've sewn it up. We're waiting on the American League to see who ends up winning that thing. And so in that vein, let's continue and end this show off the bat with a little Exit Velocity and Joe Pizzapia.
I feel the need for speed.
Ow! Exit Velocity.
Nice velocity.
The perfect setup from Craig Mish for this next one, because I've changed my tune about gender reveals. I used to think they were stupid and overrated and all these things. Why do people do these fancy things when they got to do this stuff? Oh, it's a boy or a girl. Oh, we got a whole production about it. Got to put a bunch of powder in a ball or whatever it is. But I have changed my tune because I saw the greatest, most hilarious gender reveal fail of all time with a guy trying to hit a ball that his wife is throwing to him. And he misses it not once, not twice, but 3 times. He misses it with the bat. He misses this ball that's filled with the powder. It's such an embarrassment of all the family and friends because he can't hit the damn ball. Then he's like, no. He keeps blaming it on her. It's not her fault. It's his fault. He throws the ball up in the air. And wouldn't you know it, he misses it again, and the ball falls on the floor. It poofs up into a big pink smoke. And all I can say is, I hope that his wife is teaching that girl how to hit and throw a baseball. That's all I have to say. So gender reveal fails. I am all about you for the rest of my life.
That is what they would say is a swing and a miss. Not a miss, but a swing and a miss, for sure. That'll do it for our show today. Thanks again to Sean Guasamacchia for producing. For my co-host, Joe Pizzapia, I'm Craig Mish. We'll be back with you guys tomorrow at noon. We'll go over the Thursday night games. We'll find out if some of the wrong teams are favored in the NFL. John Lobb will be with us for a college football preview. Full-time fantasy is next. For Joe, I'm Craig. Talk to you tomorrow at noon. Have a great Wednesday, everybody. See ya.
These days, the hustle's nonstop. When you need to unwind, reach for a Coors Light. It's the only beer that's literally made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. You know it's time to chill when the mountains on the cans and bottles turn blue. Don't feel like running to the store? Get Coors Light delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. So kick back with Coors Light. It's mountain cold refreshment made to chill. Coors Brewing Company in Golden, Colorado encourages you to celebrate responsibly.
Are you a Henry? It stands for high earner, not rich yet. It means that despite earning a six-figure income, you're struggling to amass any meaningful nest egg. Our friends at The Motley Fool can help. Since 1993, they've been providing investment advice, helping members build the financial future they envision. To kickstart your 2021 financial goals, they're offering five of their favorite stock picks for free. Realizing you're a Henry? Remember the not rich yet part. You can do it, and The Motley Fool can help. Visit fool.com/bestbets.
This podcast is supported by Talkspace.
When my husband came home from his military deployment, readjusting was hard for all of us. Thankfully, I found Talkspace.
Talkspace provides professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatric providers online. Military members, veterans, and their dependents ages 13 and older can get fast access to providers, all from the privacy of their computers or smartphones.
I just answered a few questions online, and Talkspace matched me with a therapist. We meet when it's convenient for me, and I can message her anytime. It was so easy to set up, and they accept TRICARE. Therapy was going so well, my husband and I started seeing a couples therapist through Talkspace, too.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, including TRICARE. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com/military. Go to Talkspace.com/military to get started today. That's Talkspace.com/military.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two forts of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.